Hi, Steve.
Hi. First of all, I'd rather listen to you ramble on than turn the radio off.
Because, oh, okay,
most
thank
of the
you.
Things you say, you know, it's really informative. We try to listen to you, you know, as much as possible. I'm back
thank
in Indiana,
you, sir.
Or Mother's Day. Reason I called is the doctors say I have osteoarthritis in my right knee. And they gave me some, it's diclofenac sodium gel to put on it.
Yeah, well, that doesn't get at the cause, sir. It will help the pain, but it won't get at the cause. So what we need to do is try to get at the cause, and there is a way to do that. But I'm going to listen a little bit more. Anything else you have to say before I start rambling?
Okay, that's about it. Just it doesn't hurt all the time. It just comes and goes. When I first started, it was really I could hardly walk, but it's eased up, and just like I say, it comes and goes. So I was looking for something, you know, a natural kind of a thing. I don't like prescription stuff.
No. Well, sir, the natural thing that's available was researched, and I don't like prescription stuff either. It's molecules that don't belong in the human system. It's like fixing your Chevy with Ford parts. It isn't going to work very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back in the 1940s, I kid you not, sir, a doctor, his name was Kaufman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N, he got together 455 people, maybe it was 454, but it was one of those, with osteoarthritis. Some of them had it in their knees, some in their hands, some in their hips, and so forth. And he had all of those people take large doses of a B vitamin called niacinamide. Now, that is not niacin. Niacin is the one that the teenagers give you to each other on Halloween, and it causes hot flushes, and they all think that's funny. Niacinamide never causes a hot flush. And yes, it is possible to overdose, but a person can take a very large amount, and their liver will always tell them it's too much by, ooh, I feel a little queasy these last couple of days, and they quit, and it goes away. Anyway, of those 455 people, but sir, I'm not kidding you, better than 95% had complete control of all their symptoms within 3 to 4 months. Complete control. Did he say complete control? Yes, I did. And he warned, when he wrote his book about it in 1949, he says that for the first 2 to 3 weeks, and maybe even 4, you won't notice much difference. After that, you'll notice the pain. If you haven't felt anything by then, you'll notice the pain starts to recede. And by 3 or 4 months, you'd not notice you got any pain at all. And then, you know, I'm not kidding, sir, for the sake of science, those 454 or 455 people went off of their niacinamide. And what do you know, in 3 or 4 months, they had all their symptoms better back again. It was hurting or whatever it was doing before. And then they went back on it again, and 3 or 4 months later, all their symptoms were gone again, sir. Now, the cool part is that so-called modern science has told us how that works. Imagine that. Niacinamide is turned into, inside every cell in the body, is turned into some of it, not all of it, but some of it is turned into something called NAD, all capital letters. And NAD is turned into NADH, all capital letters. And NADH enables the mitochondria inside of every cell to make more ATP. And ATP is the energy molecule. Everybody knows that from college, the ATP, the energy molecule. And it energizes those cartilage cells, and so they can go back to being functional, non-painful cartilage cells. Now, the one drawback, sir, you got to keep taking this stuff, because once we start to get the osteoarthritis, it's usually a signal that our bodies are not making enough niacinamide internally. Oops, what's this? It's a vitamin and our bodies can make it internally? Yes, and for two-thirds of the population, that's the two-thirds that doesn't get osteoarthritis, their bodies make plenty of niacinamide, at least for their joints, for their whole lives. But the other third of the population, excuse me, their bodies can't make enough niacinamide, and most of those people have a family history of type 2 diabetes. They don't have it personally necessarily, but they have a family history, and that's why there's an 80% overlap between type 2 diabetes and osteoarthritis, sir, because that type 2 diabetes tendency, even if they don't have the type 2 diabetes themselves, disrupts the process of making niacinamide internally. So that's a background explanation, and here's the thing. I have worked with that since I read the 1949 book in 1973 when I opened Tomo Clinic, and since that time, I'm not kidding, I have not had to refer anyone who came in with osteoarthritis pain for joint replacement surgery. They all take their niacinamide, and they all don't need surgery.
Okay. What's the dosage for niacinamide?
For us guys, it's a little easier. What Dr. Kaufman was having people use in the 40s is a total of 3,000 milligrams daily. And at that time, there was only 500 milligram size available, so people had to take six a day, and they had to space it out through the day. And Dr. Kaufman said the more often you take it, the better it works. Okay, but now with time-release technology, there's a 1,500 milligram time release. It's a big pill, but most of us guys can swallow it. It's the ladies, some of whom have trouble swallowing it. It's too big. But we take 1,500 milligrams in the morning and 1,500 milligrams at night, and it time releases around the clock, and that fulfills Dr. Kaufman's thing of saying, oh, we should put it in as often as possible. So 1,500 milligrams twice a day, it's a time release form. Most of the health food stores have it. If you can't find it in your area, the Toma Dispensary has it. Compounding pharmacies have it. And there's only one company that makes it, and the name of which I forget. But I do know it works because I listen to a lot of people about it.
Okay, I will definitely try that. You know, but
it should work, sir. You get about a 5% chance it won't work. That's about it.
Yeah, that's why I like listening to your program. I think you put it out straight. You know, and we don't doctors you go to, they say, well, try to, you know, do this, and they're all tied into prescription drugs and stuff, and I don't like prescription drugs, never have. I don't take pain pills at all. If I'm in pain, I don't take pain pills.
Well, good for you for standing up to it, sir. Now, one other thing, and this is the fun part. If we need more ATP energy for our cartilage cells, guess what? We need more ATP energy for every cell in our body. So this stuff is literally a re-energizer for the human body, and that's why there are now studies reporting that niacinamide gives us greater longevity. No kidding.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your information.
You're welcome, sir. And sure enough. And good luck on that knee. You only got a 5% chance it won't work.